Good morning and welcome to Calendar Bay Church Online. I'm Pastor John Intoff, and thanks so much for joining us for our worship service this morning. We are still in the midst of restrictions because of COVID-19, and we will give you the most up-to-date information in the chat that's taking place right now on our YouTube premiere, and that way we can give you the most up-to-date information as to what's going to be taking place, because it sounds like over the weekend there's going to be some changes that are going to take place, and we just want to keep you as informed as we possibly can. And so we want to continue to pray for those that are in leadership and authority, and also for those that have come under the impact of everything that's been taking place. And so let's continue to pray in that regard and show our support that way. Well, we thank you for your ongoing support of Calendar Bay Church. We have been so appreciative of your faithful giving to the church. And there's two ways that you can give to the ministry of Calendar Bay Church. One is by going to our webpage, calendarbaychurch.ca. And all you have to do is go to /give. And you can simply and securely and safely give to the ministry of Calendar Bay Church. The other way is that you can mail your gift to us. And it's very simple. All you have to do is mail it to Calendar Bay Church, Box 218, Calendar, Ontario, P0H1H0. Again, that's Calendar Bay Church, Box 218, Calendar, Ontario, P0H1H0. Well, we've been trying different ways to stay connected, and two of the main ways are by our Facebook group. You can simply go to our Facebook group, which is called Calendar Bay Church, and each day we post some encouraging things, some funny things, and just to be able to encourage discussion, and you can join in on the conversation there. The other is through our email, which is called the Daily Encouragement. We send that out 6 days a week, just as a way of keeping you connected together. And I would encourage you as well, seize the opportunity to be able to contact people and encourage them and bless them in that way. Well, we do have lots of resources that we have available on our webpage, which is calendarbaychurch.ca. Each week we try to post some different resources to help you along. The message from the previous week is there. Actually, all the messages that we record here at Calendar Bay Church are available to watch whenever you want to. We also have a small group curriculum discussion questions that go along with the messages. We also have a children's curriculum. It's called the Bible Discovery Lesson. And you can use that with your family to be able to help reiterate the truths that you're learning in the message on Sunday morning. There's lots of other things that we've posted as we've gone through this series of messages. I've put resources to help you with Bible study, resources to help you in your prayer life, resources for if you ever consider fasting, and some other resources as well. Lots of things that are available on our webpage, which is calendarbaychurch.ca. Well, Camp Mishawa has opened up for registration for family camp taking place this summer. And so if you're interested in finding out about that, you can go to our webpage. We have a link there so that you can find out more information about attending family camp at Camp Mishawa. Well, we want to worship the Lord this morning through singing. And this is a great song that reminds us of the greatness of God. And so as we sing together, let's focus in on how great God is. Let's sing. We are wrapping up a series of messages that I've entitled The Life You've Always Wanted, Spiritual Disciplines for Everyday People. And we began this series in the fall, took a break over Christmas, and now we're wrapping it up as we're well into 2021. But I think that this series of messages is one that is very important as it lays down the foundation for a life that is pleasing to God, and what God wants us to do in order to be able to grow more into His likeness. And so over the number of weeks, we talked about how God's goal is to transform and change us. The Bible uses a big word of saying sanctified, that He wants to sanctify us. And that means changing and conforming us to be more like Him. And so one of the key ways that He does that is through developing good spiritual habits. And we talked about the habits of celebration, slowing down and being still, of praying, of confession, servanthood, listening to the guiding of the Holy Spirit, learning to live in secrecy, reflection on scripture. And then last week we talked about fasting. And today we want to talk about a kind of a way of wrapping it up, because Eugene Peterson describes a spiritual life, and actually I think he was quoting the philosopher Nietzsche when he said that spiritual life is a long obedience in the same direction, and that spirituality is all about moving along. Forward momentum is ever the key principle, that God wants us to keep moving forward. And so today we want to wrap up by talking about a life of endurance, that Christ is calling us to live a life of endurance. Now, I have never done a marathon. I respect and appreciate those people who do marathons. But marathons are long and they are hard. And I think that those that understand marathons understand a deep spiritual principle. You know, if I was to decide today, you know what, I'm going to run a marathon, I could probably start off really good. And probably for about 100 meters, I would be right in there. And until I realized that I have to keep going and going and going, Energizer Bunny going for a long period of time. And most of us, I think, treat spiritual life like it's a short distance race, where the 100 meter dash, where you're just running out hard. But then you realize after you've ran your hardest for a short period of time that there's a long way to go. And we want to try to, as much as possible, finish well. That it's not all about just, you know, getting a start. Starting is fairly easy. Finishing and finishing well is difficult. And so we want to talk about, you know, when it comes to building a spiritual life, that it's, you know, in the moment, it's easy to set up some small things, but to make it last, I think it was Jim Collins who wrote a book, a business book called Built to Last. How do we build a life that's built to last? And the idea is that you have to have perseverance. And perseverance is not a panacea. Now, a panacea is a cure-all. Perseverance doesn't make everything perfect, but we have limits that the desire to endure alone will not transcend. And so what that means is that perseverance is a great trait, but it's not going to cover everything. That particularly in the spiritual life, we are living in cooperation with God. And it's really God's work that he's doing in our lives. But perseverance is a key part of it. Any truly meaningful spiritual development and transformation won't happen without it. If we want to see long-term, consistent growth in our spiritual lives, if we want to finish well, it's going to take some perseverance. Scripture tells us that. And it's not the cure-all, but it's not going to happen without it. And so we want to talk about that if we really truly want to build the life you've always wanted, it's not just going to miraculously fall down from the sky, that you're going to have to be cooperative in the process. And that cooperation is going to come down to endurance or perseverance. And it's an enduring problem. We have, and actually this is a really big problem in North America right now. And I've talked extensively. I think I did a message in the summer about that in the Helping Navigate Life series. Talking about one of the biggest problems right now is the area of young people walking away from faith. And so, you know, we want to build a life that's going to last. We want to be built to last spiritually. But this generation, more than any other generation, is walking away when they are in their late teens, early 20s. And so, and I have posted some articles, talk about, you know, the webpage and all the resources. I posted a couple articles. One is called Hemorrhaging Faith. Another one is called Negotiating Faith. Great articles that were put out by the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, talking about this issue. And one of the other things, the pandemic has accelerated a number of issues. You know, the fact that I'm doing an online service, many churches had started to move to that, into that direction. But the pandemic, you know, really forced it for many churches that we had to deal with this now. And the pandemic also is forcing some other issues, and particularly in regards to the church. And it's going to take us years to discover after this kind of comes to some kind of conclusion is what is going to be the effects of this. And one of the effects that we already knew that people, young people were walking away from faith, but the pandemic has now accelerated that because there's not as much programming that's going on, supporting pieces. And so now that stat is being accelerated. Now, the other thing is that other people are buying out of church things, and we're going to find out who's coming back. Are they going to stay in an online format? What's going to be happening? So the pandemic has accelerated some things that were already happening in society. Now, something else that's really fascinating about endurance is that there's another side to it, is that leadership is leaving. And I'm mainly talking about professional pastors and those that serve within church ministries, that they are leaving the church at a rate that has never been seen before. Some of the stats are a little bit confusing, but some of the ones that have come out are that 90% of pastors don't make it to retirement. So that means that, you know, 10 people start the race. By the time you have the finish line at the end, there's only one left. And this is creating a problem. Many denominations are reporting what they call an empty pulpit syndrome, or an empty pulpit crisis. And the main reason is because they have got burnt out through the process, and they are now no longer serving. And this has created a second problem in the area of endurance, is that those that were supposed to try to help in the process are now falling away. Which is a kind of a discouraging thing, that on both ends, young people walking away from faith, those that served faithfully in leadership walking away as well. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is this, is how do we run the race with perseverance? How do we build a spiritual life that is built to last? How do we do that? Well, there's a passage of scripture in Hebrews that talks about this. And so we want to take just a close look at this in the time that we have left. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says this. Therefore, and we're going to talk a little bit of what that connects to. Therefore, that connects to Hebrews chapter 11. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so here we have the writer of Hebrews telling us this is the way that you build a life founded on perseverance, built to last. And the first thing that he says is that we need to look to the faithful. And it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. That focuses on Hebrews chapter 11, which is a faith hall of fame. It goes through a whole bunch of biblical characters showing how they had a life of faith and that they had established a life that was worthy of a recognition of their faithfulness. And so when we are looking to build a life of perseverance, we need to recognize that there are those that have faithfully gone before us and they finished well. And those people are worthy of modeling ourselves. Paul, the Apostle Paul said, you know, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And so the scripture tells us that since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, he's saying, look at all these people who finished well in their faith. Look at these people and look at them, and we can model ourselves and we can keep moving ahead because, well, they have forged a path before us. They've trailblazed for us. And so we are able to be faithful ourselves because others have been faithful too. And what we want to do is we want to have it that we build lives that are faithful. Because scripture tells us that that kind of faithful lifestyle has incredible power. I know some people within our church that have been faithful for years and years and years, and they serve as a role model. And for those of us that are coming up behind, we need to follow their pattern, and then we will be the ones that the next generation will look to and go, you know what? I see in them a pattern of faithfulness. And that is going to encourage me to persevere. And so we want to keep pressing on and moving forward so that we will be found faithful. And in that, we will encourage the next generation to be faithful. And the scripture goes on and it says that we have to throw off some things. And it says here, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And so first it says, throw off anything that's going to hinder you from building this life of perseverance. You know, are there things that are in your life that are not helping? And so, and when it talks about anything that hinders, it's not talking about just bad things. It's talking about good things. You know, this is probably one of the greatest problems in North American society is that you can consume your life with good things. They're not bad things at all. There's nothing wrong with them, except that they hinder us from living a full spiritual life. And so we have to watch that we don't consume our lives with so many good things. Is there anything wrong with snowmobiling or skiing or playing hockey or all those things? No, they're good athletic things. But if they become such a focus that they keep us from our spiritual lives, then they've become a hindrance. And I think we also have to watch because, you know, we have busy lifestyle. And so oftentimes we get pulled into passive behaviors like, you know, going on our computer or our phone binge watching TV. And I would classify that in one of those things that, you know, in and of itself, probably not a bad thing. But when it takes away, most of us, you know, if we were asked, you know, why aren't you building a spiritual life that you know you should? Most of us would probably say, well, we're too busy. But on deeper reflection, we realize that, you know what, there was probably a lot of things that I wasted my time on. I remember reading one of John Piper's books, and he said, you know, that most of us build our lives for retirement so that someday we're going to retire and hopefully have a place, you know, near a lake or he used the illustration of a house on the ocean, you know, and then, you know, each day they go out and gather seashells and bring them home. And that, you know, someday we're going to stand before God and we're going to show him our seashells. You know, we can get ourselves so consumed with good things and passive things that we miss out on the better things. And so we have to watch. And the writer of Hebrews says, you need to throw off that stuff that's holding you back from fully living for Christ. And then he talks about the second piece of what we need to throw off. And that's the sin that so easily entangles. You know, there are so many different things that we can get ourselves caught up into, a lifestyle of things that, you know, when we read scripture, we go, you know, that's really not the best thing to get into. And we know it's wrong, and we've got ourselves pulled into it. And the illustration that scripture uses is it entangles like a weed. I remember as a kid, I ran through a bush. You know, we were playing around. I ran through a bush, and it happened to be a burr bush. It had burrs on it. And when I went through that, when I came out on the other side, I was covered in burrs, and it was in my hair, and it was everywhere. And all I did was run through the bush. And by the time I came out, I was completely entangled in all these things. And so most people don't get addicted to things because they decided they wanted to be addicted to it. It entangled them. And we have to watch that the entanglement doesn't happen, because it happens very simply. One day you're not completely entangled, the next day you are. You know, it just entangles you. And so we need to be watching. And this is why it's important to build a life with accountability involved with it, so we can watch that we don't get ourselves entangled. I think that's probably part of the reason why the young people are leaving the church so quickly, is because we live in a society where there's entanglements all around. And it's very easy to get pulled into these entanglements. So the writer of Hebrews says, if you want to persevere and press on, watch that you don't get caught up in things that are just going to waste your time, and don't get entangled in sinful things. The other thing that scripture tells us is that we need to stay on course. And this is what it says, and let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us. Most of us, when we think of the race, the race of life or something like that, you know, that we think that there's this great and grandiose individual plan. But scripture is very clear on giving us what I call the known will of God. If you read the Word of God, you will find out what the known will of God is. And it's going to say things like love people. And it's going to say, how can a young man keep his way pure but living it according to God's word? And so, you know, we have to live according to God's word. We have to give. We have to fast. We have to, you know, there are so many different things. You know, people say that I'm struggling to find the will of God. My problem is not trying to find the will of God. It's being able to follow through on all the things I know to be God's will. And so the scripture tells us there is a race that's marked out for us, and some race is marked out in the Word of God. And so you can easily find out, what are the things that I'm supposed to do? It. Well, am I supposed to love my wife? Yes, I am, because the scripture tells me to. And so that's part of the race that's marked out. You know, there are tons of different things that are in scripture which encourage us to do. And so we need to stay on course. I remember hearing an illustration of about one guy who was running a race, and he saw where the road race was going, but everybody else missed this one sign that said go this way, and everybody went the wrong way. And so he stopped and he was yelling at people, and he said, no, we need to go this way. We need to go this way. And everybody else just laughed and said, and they kept going. And he was quoted as saying, they thought it was funny that I was going the right way. And sometimes people will think you're going funny if you go the right way. But scripture lays down the course. And we've been talking about, these are the things that are a part of the course. If you really are interested in a life that you've always wanted, one that is pleasing to God, you got to follow the course that God set out. And that means living daily. You know, each day is something, is a new day. God gives you the grace to get through each day. You know, don't think too far ahead. God is going to help you to stay on course on a daily basis. If you try to get, or you wait too long, you know, I'll get on course someday. Reminds me of another illustration where it was, you know, when you could blast people into outer space, if you're off by a little bit, by the time it reaches the atmosphere, you're way off. And so it's the same with the spiritual life. If you really want to stay on track, it's got to stay on focused. If not, you're going to veer so far. There was a school, and their motto was Fidelis in Parvo, which means faithfulness in the little things. God wants us to be faithful in the little things each day. Every day, you are going to have opportunities to make good spiritual choices. And God wants you to be Fidelis in Parvo, faithful in the little things. And we also need to stay focused. This is what it says in Scripture. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And so we need to focus our lives on Jesus. There's a principle where you move toward what you fix on. And I've heard this in a number of ways. In a driving course, they were talking about, you know, when a deer runs on the road, one of the main reason why people hit the deer is because they have fixed on the deer, and so they start to move towards it instead of away from it, because you have a tendency of moving towards what you fix on. I think I've shared this, the illustration, when Stephen was little, we were in a parking lot. There was one car in the parking lot, and I told Stephen when he was learning to ride his bike, you know, don't hit the one car, don't hit the one car. Anyway, and it was so funny to watch him, because he was trying to ride his bike and he kept moving because he was fixing on the car, because that was the thing that he was supposed to stay away with, but he was focused on it, and so, bam, right into the side of the car. And you will move towards what you fix your gaze on. And the Word of God tells us is that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. We need to fix our gaze on Jesus. We need to focus our attention on Him, because if you don't, whatever you're fixing your attention on, that is what you're going to move towards. And He tells us that that He is the pioneer. Jesus is the pioneer of our faith, and He's the one that's going to perfect it. He's going to make it better each day. And so here we have that we need to focus our attention and fix our gaze on Jesus. If we want to be built to last, you've got to fix your gaze on Jesus. And we have to endure with joy. This is what it says. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. Jesus went to the cross and He considered it joy. Dying for us was a joy, because it brought about God's purpose. He did it for joy. And this is what Scripture tells us in James. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, what does it do? Produces perseverance. The difficult and the hard things are going to produce perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And so what James is saying is that when you go through difficulties and hardship, just as Christ, when He went through, considered the joy of the cross, we are to consider the difficulties and the hardships that we go through joy, because they are going to produce perseverance. And perseverance, when it finishes its work, means that we are mature individuals. But many of us in North America, we consider difficulties and hardships to be something that's not from God, and we don't learn, we consider it a foreign thing and not joy. Difficulty, hardship, and trials and suffering are a teacher like no other. don't like going through hard things. I don't like going through difficult things. I don't like trials. I don't like any of it. But I do know this, that they have been the greatest teachers in my life. As I've gone through difficulty and hardship, it has produced in me things that I would have never been able to get unless I went through those things. And I've even come to the point, not all the time, but I've considered them to be joy because they've developed in me things that I could have never, ever dreamed that I could have. And Scripture encourages us that no matter what we go through, we have to learn to endure in the midst of that. And so whether it be loss, or whether it be sickness, or whether it be loneliness, or confusion and doubt, or failure, or depression, whatever we go through, the Word of God tells us to consider it pure joy, because it is developing in us perseverance to be able to be an individual who is built to last. And so let's let God do His work, even in the hard and difficult things. And actually, those hard and difficult things, the things that you're not happy about, are the very things that are going to help us to be mature and complete in the faith. Let me just quickly give you a challenge. God gives us grace for today. This is one of the great promises of God's Word. And God is going to give you everything that you need to live a life of godliness. He's going to give it to you, and you just need to receive it on a daily basis. Failing to plan is planning to fail. You know, when it comes to our spiritual growth, if we don't have some kind of idea of what we're doing and moving towards it, you're planning to fail. It is not just going to happen. It is going to be because we have cooperated with the Holy Spirit in working towards what God has called us to. And perseverance is what's going to help us to be able to do that so that we can move on and we can endure. Troubles are going to come. Just because you decide that you're going to do the right things doesn't mean that you're going to be excused from trouble. Far from it. Jesus guaranteed that through this life, we are going to have trouble. But then he goes on and he tells us that take heart because he's overcome the world. And so we don't have to fret and to worry, because he is encouraging us, don't give up. The scripture tells us that we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If we do not give up. And if we want to build the life we've always wanted, it's only going to happen as we decide to persevere and endure and not give up. In these days where things are kind of crazy and out of control, many people are going to decide that they're going to give up, not going to do it anymore. But God calls us that if you want to have a life that's built to last, you have to learn to endure and persevere, and ultimately, don't give up. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you can make us full and complete and mature. And Father, that you've laid down things in Scripture that you say these are habits, these are good things that will be helpful in your spiritual development. And you call us to do those things. And then you tell us that we need to persevere and stay on course, not give up. God, by your Spirit, may you give us strength. We realize that perseverance is not a cure-all for everything, but it is something that you call us to. And so, God, help us each day to be faithful, that those who come behind us would find us faithful. So, Father, we pray that you would empower us, that you would move us, guide us by your Spirit, help us to not give up, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to sing one of my favorite hymns this morning, and this hymn just reminds me that God is faithful and that his mercies are new every morning, and because of that, I have the capability and the power to be able to endure. And so let's sing together, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, Thy hands hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Hey. And great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord. Every morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed, Thy hands have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So faithful to me.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. God really wants us to be endure and have perseverance. And may God give us strength as we commit by His Spirit to move towards this life that is interested in being transformed and changed into His image. And so let's work at building the life we've always wanted. Well, I pray that you would have a great week, that God would bless you, meet you where you are. And Yeah, join in on the conversation. We'll be the video will continue on for a few minutes. You can just join in and let's talk about some of these things as we build a life of endurance that is built to last. So God bless you. Pray that you have a great and awesome week.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is